Improving the Jamaican justice system is a priority for the government. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer, recently sat down with Ian Bourne to discuss some of the initiatives undertaken by the ministry to bring about transformation and enable a more secure, just, cohesive, and peaceful Jamaican society. Here are excerpts of that interview.
The Ministry of Justice is increasing its focus on its non-court initiatives. Even while we continue to address the shortcomings that we must address as a justice ministry. And mediation is an alternate dispute resolution mechanism that has been with us for, I would say, safely about 15 years in Jamaica. In the early 2000s, we moved to make mediation a requirement in civil disputes going to the Supreme Court. That is a part of our civil procedure rules mechanism, and it's sanctioned by the law, of course. Everything that goes on in the Supreme Court or in the legal system has to be supported by law. And so, at the moment, every civil dispute brought to the court has to go through the mediation process, because we have case management in civil disputes that come to the court. And the judge orders that your matter goes to mediation, you have to go through that process, or you have to return to the court, but you must have subjected yourself
to that,
to mediation. Mm-hmm. Right? And of course, we have been getting increasing success, with now the report is in excess of 40% of our cases are
40%? Settled.
40% of
settled
our cases. I settled that mediation, yes.
Yeah. What is happening in terms of restorative justice, which is another form of...
Yes, of alternate dispute resolution.
Yes.
We have been working in the communities on the sponsorship of the Citizen Security and Justice Program. This year, we're moving to a national approach where our justices of the peace and our schools mm-hmm. will be brought on board. So as we seek to acknowledge and to do our part in creating an environment in schools that reduce the active violence that happens there. So teacher-student disputes, student-student disputes, all of these things we are taking on board.
So you're working in the schools now?
We are working in the schools. Okay. We have been doing a lot of training of facilitators.
Okay.
And a lot of them have been principal, deans of discipline, guidance counselors, and so coming from schools, and all of them have been going back to their schools and initiating the program. Now, what we are doing is to shift that to a national drive where we are providing adequate persons in the school and, of course, their access to justices of the peace to have this done. But it is a whole school program when you introduce what is called restorative practices, because you would not have had violence yet.
Yes.
So you introduce the school community, parents, school boards, faculty, administration, ancillary staff, students, school resource officers, the police officers who are placed in schools now, the mechanisms following the philosophy of restorative justice to deal with issues in schools.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this over concern with who has power
yes.
and who has authority, and you just subject yourself to my jurisdiction
mm-hmm.
would not be the approach, right? You labeling children bad and so on, but rather treating with the behavior.
Rather than the person.
Right, and of course, ultimately, equipping our people with skills for dealing with conflict.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.